So you've probably heard that we're walking to Wrigley. Have you signed up for it? It's a little bit of a contest. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. And on our contest page, you can sign up for the big walk. In fact, we have Mary Kate Mixon on the phone line right now, a physical therapist with Athletico Physical Therapy. They sponsor this conversation. They're one of the co-sponsors, in fact, of the big walk. September 10th, 10:30 in the morning, we leave here and head up to Wrigleyville rooftop. Sodas and beverages and food and even a souvenir t-shirt. Mary Kate, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, but just keeping on the walk theme for a second. If I'm planning on going for a long walk, do you have any advice for me? Maybe I'm a regular walker, maybe I'm not, but what do you say about people that are maybe going to extend themselves a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So my first advice is to wear a supportive shoe. Avoid open-toed shoes, shoes without a back. If you're carrying anything, try to put it into a backpack that is evenly placed on both shoulders. Another great tip is to stretch before and after walking. Most importantly, make sure you listen to your body. You know, if something doesn't feel right, don't push through it. A lot of times this will cause an injury to worsen. Instead of waiting to see if the injury resides on its own, know that you can always come into Athletico for a free assessment, and we can steer you into the right direction. And lastly, make sure to hydrate, eat a healthy breakfast beforehand, and have fun.
Have any tips on stretching? I hear that, and I think, I don't know what that, I know what that means, but I wonder if some specific for hiking. Some folks do go on long hikes. We're going to walk, I don't know, what's it, maybe 5 miles, 6 miles from here to Wrigley Field. So what kind of stretching exercises do we do?
So I can't really describe specifics, but if you Google maybe like a calf stretch, a hamstring stretch, a quad stretch, those are the three that I would probably recommend. And, you know, if you need more detail, we can always have patients come in and we can give you our professional advice with like a free assessment. But I would say Google a couple of those and hold them for about like 30 to 60 seconds, like a gentle stretch. And make sure to listen to your body. So if it's too much, don't do it. But if it feels like a good stretch, might as well do it before and after walking.
Yeah, no kidding. One last thing then. So you mentioned this a moment ago. You can just walk into an Athletico physical therapy. You don't need a prescription.
Nope.
You get a free assessment, and you could actually start some sort of regimen right then, right?
Right, correct. You can call or you can come in and we can set you up on usually it's about 20, 30 minutes. We can evaluate and give you our professional advice, whether you need PT or whether you need to see someone else.
One last thing. I don't know that I'm not injured, but I also know that I don't feel as limber or strong as I used to, right? So I don't know that I need physical therapy, but I would imagine a physical therapist could help me get a little stronger or smarter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's something that you would do too, right? You're not going to send me away because I don't have anything wrong with me, quote unquote.
Correct. So, I mean, we could do an assessment and kind of go from there. And a lot of times we do work on just general strengthening, general mobility and flexibility. And once we can get you to that point where you can manage your symptoms, then we send you on your way.
So for free 30-minute pain assessment, no prescriptions required for a location near you, go to athletico.com, athletico.com. Okay, Mary-Kate, we're anxious to do this September 10th. We got plenty of time to get ourselves in order. Thanks for your help today.
Of course. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day.